Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I fed up, never got back, baby. The big white house on the hill. If I love, I don't get me. I'm done. It's a little Texas blues bringing us back. That's ZZ Top. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. If you know anything about me, you know I like blues. I like me some blues and go along with my rock and roll. It's good to be with you. I'm just, it's just me. I am the Small Business Advocate, as you know. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And in the previous segment, I talked about growth. I talked to you about the ideas on growing your business. Should you grow? How big should you grow? How much time should you take? What are the forces that are against you growing? What are the forces that are driving you to growth? They're all there. There are both of those. There's so many paradoxical elements of growth. There are growth things that, you know, that want to constrain you from growing. The marketplace, for example. They're competitors. They're growth strings. They're growth elements that they are compelling you to growth. Your own desire. The natural progression of staying in business, of just continuing to survive. One of my buddies used to say, "You're either green and growing or ripe and rotten," meaning you can't not grow. You have to grow if you're going to survive. And I think there's something to that. So now comes 2015. We've just come through six pretty tough years of this so-called recovery. There certainly has been an expansion. 20 to 25% of small business owners have had a great run in the last 5 or 6 years. But the other 75% in the polling that I've done and that other people have done, much better pollers than me, have done, like our buddy Dr. Bill Dunkelberg with the NFIB, chief economist there, shows that about 75% of the folks, of our folks, are doing okay or really struggling, not great. And so 2015, though, I think has the potential, if there's, barring some kind of a wire card thing like the stock market melting down or something stupid happening that we have no control over, I think 2015 has a chance to be a decent year, not a pop the champagne corks type of celebration year, but a decent year. And I predicted that in my predictions a couple of weeks ago, or last week, I guess it was. And so I want you to prepare for that. I want you to be prepared for opportunities. I want you to be thinking about ways that you can take advantage of opportunities. Be prepared for those if you want to grow, which I'm thinking most people are going to want to right now. They're ready for any kind of a change, something better than what we had. So look for those opportunities. But what I want you to realize is that there's one thing that has changed tremendously, completely opposite, probably, of where it was. One of the forces in your growth plans has changed unbelievably in the last 6 years. And that is where your customers are. And what do they want from you? What do they expect from anybody that they do business with? And I'm telling you that if you're not prepared for that, never mind your products, never mind your pricing, never mind your competitors, never mind the color of your packaging, never mind the style of your logo, never mind any of that. If you don't know what your customers' expectations are, then none of your growth plans are going to work. You will fail. You will fail to grow. You might even fail to stay in business if you don't know what your customer expectations are. And I'm so serious about this that I wrote a book about this. That's what my Age of the Customer book is all about. I'm not trying to sell more books, although I think you could benefit from my book, but I'm telling you, whether you buy my book or not, even if you just go read the articles I've written about this on my website, on both websites, your customer expectations are the new coin of the realm. Whatever the customer wants, it's always been that way, but they've got more control over their expectations now than they've ever had before. That's the reason I'm calling this the age of the customer, and that we're rotating out of the age of the seller. There was a time when you and I, as sellers, had a little bit more control over their expectations. We have almost no control over their expectations anymore. They have the control now. And if you don't understand that, if you don't believe that, and if you aren't trying to find out what your customer expectations are, for example, where do they expect to be reminded about you? Where do they expect to find you? If you don't understand that they're doing a lot of that online, and if your online presence, that includes social media, if your online presence, your footprint, your force, your energy online is not adequate and proper and appropriate and connecting with your customers, your profile customers, the way they expect you to be connected with, then you become irrelevant. They won't be mad at you. They won't be unhappy with you. They'll just go away. And you will become irrelevant. No matter what else you do to grow your business, and this is whether you're advertising or marketing, whether you're selling, whatever your activity is, you must believe what I just said. It's critical. It's essential. It's imperative to your success. And maybe your survival this year. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.